Ms. Ann Riley is here with us this morning. Ann, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm good. Did you have a good weekend?
Great weekend.
Well, good.
We had, the hat I'm wearing today is from the Marshall County Arts Commission.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Art Center, courtesy of the, well, sponsored by the Benton Gas Company. It was dressed as Candyland yesterday,
yeah. And
it was really nice. The people that worked it and stayed outside all afternoon almost froze, but it was really pretty, and the kids all enjoyed it, and they loved the falling snowflakes, the snow machine. That was really interesting, but it was. We just want to say thank you to the gas company.
Yeah,
they did a good job.
They did do a great job, and it's amazing too how fast they can do that.
Unreal. I was getting nervous.
It looked good, and it seemed like the crowd turnout was pretty good considering moving it,
and it being Sunday too. It was a little more difficult than it was last year. I don't think we had quite as big a crowd, but almost.
Yeah, but it pretty good considering everything.
Right.
And at least it was dry. Saturday was not a great day
to have it.
So it was moved due to the weather, and of course we thankfully didn't receive the weather that some areas did, Clarksville.
That's true.
Certainly keep them in our thoughts and prayers. And this morning, Miss Ann Riley will be talking about, mentioned the gas company and thanking them for their help with that. And also the Willy Wonka's coming up.
Oh, we have the cutest program coming up. It's going to be Thursday night and Friday night. And then on Thursday morning, the school children will be brought in to see this. But I got to see the rehearsal yesterday afternoon, and it is hilarious. He has done the best job with those kids, and Will Corsi.
I mean, I was going to say, there's some adults in there.
There's some adults in there, too. But they have just really done a good job, and they had a good rehearsal yesterday afternoon. And that's what that building's for, is multiple use.
Exactly. And this is a chance for the community to come out and support our actors. And it's always encouraging when you see a big crowd for an event like that.
So. And it's not sold out yet, but tickets are still available. You can get them at the Art Center from 10 to 2 each day. Adults are $10 and children are
$5. Oh, that's pretty
reasonable.
Very reasonable,
yes.
Yeah. So get your tickets for that, and not many remain. So head to the Art Center, and again, from 10 to 2, what days again?
Through Thursday.
Today through Thursday, okay. So get those, and then the show will be Thursday night and Friday night, and a free show for the kids. That's always good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I remember those as a kid. We went to see Winnie the Pooh somewhere in Paducah. And I still remember that.
Sure.
I don't remember who did it or exactly where it was.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. But it was a lot of fun. So hope the kids will have those good memories, and maybe they'll want to get involved in acting as well.
Well, at least introduce them to the availability of a career in that.
Exactly. And that's kind of the mission of the Arts Center, is to discover talents that people may not know that they have, or to
expose everyone to the different disciplines of the arts.
Exactly. And I think the mission has been accomplished, don't you? So far?
We're awfully close if we haven't.
Yeah.
I'm proud of that fact.
Yeah. It's one that we can be proud of. It's used. Golly, y'all stay busy all the time.
Almost. That's great. And we are getting a new mural, if you have noticed, on the concrete wall that holds the back of the Poplar Street, and it's going to be really, really nice.
Yeah. It's amazing, too, to think you just built that center and you're already outgrowing it.
So. We need some classrooms so badly.
Yeah. It's a good problem to have, but it's still a problem.
Well, it is, but we have accomplished our goal with what we had to work with when we started, but it may be getting close to time to look at some expansions.
And thankfully, when you purchased the land and the area, that was kind of in mind, so there is some room, not a lot.
Well, it's actually owned by the city.
Okay.
And they lease it to us, but they own the just adjoining part that is the Kindness Park.
We'll just have them build it then.
Well,
y'all got plenty of money, don't you?
The city? No, you know better than that.
You're also a city council member, so.
Yeah.
I think people probably know that, though. But again, Willy Wonka, the show will be Friday night and Saturday night, so get your tickets for that. Thursday night and Friday night, and it'll be at the Arts Center here in Benton. So mm-hmm. if you haven't had a chance to tour the building, it'd be a good night to,
it will
to
be.
See what's there.
Yeah.
So get your tickets. Very reasonable, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And coming up on
New Year's Eve.
Tell us about that.
Well, that's the biggie. That's the evening that you get to either dance to or listen to, whichever you choose to do, to, in my opinion, the best orchestra in the Commonwealth. And that's Todd Hill, who is the jazz instructor at Murray State. He will be at the Dam bringing his 18-piece orchestra. It doesn't begin until 8 o'clock, and it will go, of course, into midnight in order to welcome the new year.
And that's become an annual event.
Yes.
It's become a big event here in the county, and hopefully it's a good event for you guys.
It is a good event, and we have to fundraise. We're not a taxable entity, but that helps us pay our bills.
And it's something fun to do, too.
It's fun, something that you don't do even once a month, mm-hmm. most likely.
And is it a dress-up affair, or is it if you choose?
If you choose, or a casual, jeans and shorts are probably not going to be what you would want to wear, but Sunday morning best and they're up.
And you'll have some that really... We'll
have some, but not everybody, so don't let that stand in your way.
No. How do we get tickets for this?
Tickets for this, you can call the Arts Center. If they're not open when you are available, you can call my number, and if you don't have it, it is 270-703-0304. And I will either mail you your tickets when I get your check, or I will put them in will call, or I'll meet you wherever you want to meet and deliver them.
All right. 270-703-0304.
Correct.
I feel sorry for whoever, if you ever change your phone number and someone gets that number. So,
yeah, I understand. I think everyone in the county just about has it.
Yeah, but you can get tickets for this event, and it's a great event, and the best part is you have a wonderful time, and you get to help out the Arts Center as well.
Yes. There will be an open bar, and we will have a buffet, and Chef Kelly from the Dam will be preparing that, and people who have followed him realize how good his food is, and it was really fantastic last year.
And tickets are how much, Ann?
They're $50 for individuals, okay. But you can get a table for eight for $500.
Okay.
And if you do a table, it's a little bit more, but you get to choose with whom you sit.
That's right.
And some people, that's important.
And if you have an office doing something to treat them, that's a great way to do it.
And a lot of offices are buying the tables and giving them away. And you also get an advertisement in the center of your table, so you can charge it off to advertising.
There you go. Even better. And it is a 501c3. So,
it is.
So any donation you make to the Arts Center is tax deductible. And that's always good this time of year.
This time of year. Absolutely.
You start looking for some of those.
But, too, a lot of people are using them as Christmas gifts.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And Ms. Ann Riley visiting with us this morning from the Marshall County Arts Commission, talking about the New Year's Eve event. And this will be happening, of course, on New Year's Eve. And they've got Todd Hill, and the orchestra will be there. Some wonderful food, and tickets are on sale. You can either get single tickets for $50 or a table for $800.
$500.
A table of
for eight
for $500. And you can do that for your office, or just a group of friends who want to go, and make sure you get all set together. So you can do that as well. And again, all this money goes back to the Arts Center to help keep them doing the great programs that they've been doing since their inception, and no letting up. It stays just as busy.
We try to stay busy, yes. The whole idea is to keep the children busy, mm-hmm. and keep them learning. And the school can't do it all. They try, but they can't do it all. There are just some things that they don't have time or finances to do.
Sure. And you can go a lot further than the schools ever could, too.
Yeah.
So
because we're concentrated on fewer events, mm-hmm. fewer venues.
Exactly. And again, you can call Ann 270-703-0304 or just stop by the Arts Center from 10 to 2 most weekdays.
Monday through Thursday.
And you can pick up a ticket or buy a table, whichever works best. And don't delay because New Year's Eve will be here.
Well, and we will have to give a head count for the chef. So we have to know how many will be there.
All right. Do you have the menu in front of you?
Not yet. I'm setting that at 2 o'clock this afternoon, so okay. I kind of jumped the gun, I guess, on this. I should have waited and done it first.
No.
But
it's
I'll be back. I'll be back before New Year's.
Yeah, always good stuff.
It's always good.
It's usually a chance to try some food you've heard of but never tried.
Mm-hmm. Or were afraid to try.
Yeah, but with the buffet, you've got to definitely be something there you like.
Oh, yes.
For sure. All right, well, let's get to a quick break, and we'll come back and visit with Miss Ann Riley with the Arts Commission right after this break.